It's time for our Pahuska Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Husky head football coach Joe Tillman. Pahuska played at Dewey this past Friday, lost to the Bulldoggers Class 3A club by a score of 43-6. Pahuska going to be at Hominy coming up this Friday. Hominy is 0-0, Hominy, I know, lost to Cleveland a couple of weeks ago, 28-6, but they've got Pahuska at home coming up on Friday. Before we get into Hominy, Coach, let's talk a little bit about Dewey. Obviously, the Bulldoggers, talented football team, and will likely be in the playoffs with a chance to advance in Class 3A.
I really like their football team, Evan. They're big, they're physical up front, quarterback, he's a smart kid. Execute their offense very, very well. They're very patient with what they do. They let things happen and develop in the backfield. And running backs are, they're elusive, they're fast. And defensively, they get after you and they bring a lot of pressure. And well coached and a good football team. Yeah, they should be a factor in Class 3A this year.
Now, you guys scored, I know, before halftime, and even though the score wasn't necessarily within reach at halftime, it wasn't a complete blowout at halftime. What was your thoughts on your play, the Huskies' play on Friday night?
Yeah, we went into the game with a huge challenge. We only had 14 kids eligible to play at the start of the ball game. And out of those 14 kids, it's kind of, hey, you've never played offensive line before. Well, guess what? You're going to play in the offensive line. Well, you've never played defensive back before. Well, you're going to play defensive back. So it was really a mass unit there. We were, piecemeal putting things together when you only have 14 kids that are eligible to play at the start of the ball game because of suspensions. It's difficult, but I was very, very proud of those 14 kids. In particular, we had, of course, Hunter Reed on the defensive linebacker side. Evan, he had 18 tackles. Probably missed four, could have been up in the 20s, but he had 18 tackles. Just played outstanding at his linebacker position. Tristan McCartney continues to develop at the nose guard. Tristan is a young sophomore that plays with a lot of grit and a lot of heart. And then we had two players, their brothers, Chris and William Walls, who started both offense and defensive line for us. Never played there before, and it was a huge challenge for them. They weigh 150, 155 pounds. And Dewey's monster, mammoth offensive line. It's a huge challenge for those young kids. But they competed. Very, very proud of the 14 kids that we had that competed in the ball game Friday.
And I know this is something you spoke a little bit about last week, but maybe with the fact that they competed so hard, I know that you'd obviously rather have 34 than 14 out to play. But I would guess you feel like maybe you had the right 14 playing for you on Friday.
Yeah, we did, and a couple of things that I was very proud of as well. Offensively, a young quarterback that stepped up, Trey Harper, put him in the ball game. And Trey connected with who's our starting quarterback, is Kate McNeil. Kate also plays wideout for us, and those two connected for five times for 104 yards, and that was nice to see. Unfortunately for us, Cade came down on his last catch of the ball game and tore some ligaments in his ankle. He'll be out for a couple of weeks. So there's my starting quarterback and my best receiver that will be out for the Hominy game. And we'll have to have Trey Harper come in and run the offense now going forward next week.
Yeah, and in fact, Max Gross, who called that ball game for us on K-Rig and KPGM on Friday, had mentioned the play of Trey Harper to me and said he was particularly impressed with that young man.
Yeah, just a young sophomore who continues to develop, taking over the reins at quarterback, backed him up into the shotgun, and gave him a little bit of time because the pressure was coming from Dewey. But Trey executed very well, and he'll continue to develop at that position as we go forward, and just excited about some of the things that he can do. But we've got to be able to protect him up front. And like I was saying earlier, we had some kids up there playing in the offensive line that had never played there before. So we've got a work cut out for us going forward.
Now looking at Hominy, another tough ball game for you guys. I know Hominy is a team that you point out every once in a while because it's kind of over in your neck of the woods, classification below you at this time anyway, and I know that they've got a roster full of people.
They have a great tradition down in Hominy, 20 miles south of us in Osage County. They label it the Battle of the Osage, but Hominy's coming off a state championship last year. I think they lost 18 or 19 seniors. I know they've only had one ball game. We've looked at that ball game, and they competed very hard against Cleveland, which is a 4A school. Hominy was, you know, had a turnover there in the first quarter down inside the 10-yard line. But, you know, they play hard. They play with, you know, passion. They got a lot of kids out on the football team, coached well. And it's an exciting time for Osage County, and hopefully we can go down there and execute and make a ball game out of it.
Bahuska head football coach Joe Tillman, ahead of the Huskies and Hominy. That's a ballgame we'll have Friday night on Sports Talk 99.1 FM KPGM. Coach Tillman, appreciate the time. Best of luck to you on Friday.
Evan, thank you very much.